cliffcentral.com. And it is the Urban Culture Drive takes over Kalman only on cliffcentral.com. We're in the second hour of the eighth episode. It's been a hell of a ride, man. And you were listening back then to a pretty cool cat. I don't know. We'll see if he's cool. I'm not sure. His name is Maraza. I don't know, Craig. Do you think that cat's cool?
The name sounds cool, so I'm assuming
the name's cool, right?
Look, you know, Marizi.
Look, Marizi pulled up to the studio with tranks on tranks on tranks, and he claims that it's virgin, so there's no alcohol in there. But we don't believe you.
Listen, it's
Chupa proof.
It's well, once
let me taste.
That mentality really doesn't work well on virgins, because if you taste
oh shit.
But yeah, it's been to the Reed Festival a few times, trust me.
Hello. And that's what we call wordplay.
You're pretty great at that, by the way.
That's your spillion. The perfect use of that word.
Right?
Yeah. Someone asked me, what does spillion mean? And I said, it means experience. And they were like, no. What?
What do you even
wait?
Mean?
Did you just ask me and then tell me that it's not what I answered you as?
Don't you hate when people do that?
Yes. Why were you asking if you
in
know
the first
everything?
Place? If you know everything, if you're so clever,
this minister of hip hop nonsense, like
not clever. If you're so clever, when you're yourself,
yeah, it has to be with a K.
Yeah, it's with
at
a K.
At
your big age.
Issue.
No, but Marizi, you've been traveling. You've been interviewing. Hey, like you were at YFM, VUT. What's happening? Why is everybody like want to piss at you right now?
Well, you know, good things should be sampled again and again. And also, you must allow the masses to congregate at the same dinner table if there's a particular meal.
Yeah. Does that apply to women as well?
Wait,
as
listen.
Being good things that need to be sampled.
Well, I mean, look. I mean, you know, I love making people happy, so.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look in this direction, you think, hey, a piece of that might be.
I just want to ask
Marizi.
How much are you?
Are you guys nicknaming me?
Yeah.
Okay. No, we're nicknaming. We know you, Maraza.
That's
okay,
nice.
Okay, we'll now jump Maraza. Back to Maraza.
No, but now we're on a nickname basis. That makes
so that makes us
closer.
Family, right?
Yeah,
we're family.
I just want to know, what is the value of the rings and the jewelry on those two hands right now?
Okay, cool. So these two
in rand.
These two rings probably like 100 rands together.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yes, boy. Yeah.
Yes.
Keep it real, niggas.
But the silver one is probably 4 grand, and this is probably 4 grand as well. So these ones, there's no authentic piece of gold here.
So okay, 8 point something.
Basically.
Yeah. Right now.
Yeah.
So if we chop up the hands, we know our rent is paid for 2 months.
Look. Yeah. I might just.
You never know. Yeah?
This is fake. This is definitely. This is metal sprayed in a gold color.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yes. The other one is pure silver. So, I mean, sterling.
Oh,
yes. Grade.
Oh, hello. Mm-hmm.
Listen, Maraza. Yeah. Every time you do interviews, fam. I always enjoy them, and I can tell you why.
Why?
Because I feel like, you know, every rapper has a persona, right? Yeah. So a reason here was, okay, what's your persona right now? Where are you right now? For you, I always thought, you know, I always think that for you, you're the perfect political spokesperson for hip-hop.
Thank you.
Because all the things that you speak, one, makes sense. Two, you can articulate them well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Three, sometimes you just throw in the accent just for like dramatic effects.
Mm-hmm.
To be, hey.
Yeah, bro.
So, I mean, because I've been watching your interview and I'm listening to you speak to Candace now, and I'm like, yeah, I know. This one's a comrade, this one. Yeah.
Hard.
Look, that's actually like, jokes aside, I'm very, very touchy when it comes to certain issues. First of all, issues that involve a people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then also issues that involved the culture of hip hop. So someone recently, they posted a video on another internet station where I rapped a verse and then I switched to freestyle where I was rapping off the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever posted that video said, Freestyle Friday, Maraza. This person says, yeah, but now.
I like that. Go on, chief.
The idiot voice. Yeah, but now you are. How you can say that you are freestyling when there's a phone in front of you? I'm like, first of all, I didn't say I was freestyling. The guy who posted the video did. Second, at the point where I start freestyling, I put the phone away and I say straight from the top, and then I make it up as I go.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but in the beginning you were not freestyling.
In the beginning.
So I got very like I try and curve haters on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or just respond in a funny way. But that one specifically attacks the work that I've put in, the amount of time I've spent in the streets, in
ciphers, your authenticity.
My authenticity as
a
rapper.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it really is.
It might not
be for a lot of people, but for me it is. I'm a battle rap champion from eons back.
I've
won battle competitions. I freestyle. I think freestyling is its own subculture within hip hop.
Yeah.
And it's very important to me. Yeah. So when I do it, I try and do it well. And for someone to say I am faking it when I wasn't even pretending to do it.
Are they looking for trouble?
Yeah, and they will acquire it.
All of it.
In bulk.
Gotcha. In bulk without discount.
Deliveries to the door.
To the door.
Yebo.
We'll open the package for you. So listen up, fam. I mean, I remember, you know, like you listen to hip hop, and I do this with all the artists, right? And I'm always like, you know, when you listen to a song, when does this artist connect with you? Okay. And I told Reason that with him, it was on his remix.
Whole career.
No, not even. It was very late. It was on the remix of one of his tracks. I'll get it now. But with you, it was on Junior Daraka.
Damn, I just took a shot, need a photo.
Listen, that verse?
Yeah.
Because I'm from Benoni, right?
Oh, yeah.
So when you were talking about more beef
than the Buramach,
I was like it's my nigga. This is Marizi. It's done. And for the record, only we can call you Marizi.
Everyone else
already sanctioned.
Yeah. Already sanctioned. The whole crew.
Yeah.
Because when rappers come here, they always come squat deep.
Yo.
Hey.
The ex girlfriends, boyfriends, cousin. It's a party.
Yeah, squad deep, but the squad, none of the members are actually deep. Like, it's just like, yeah, okay, your thoughts are here on the surface.
Yeah.
On the dermis. Not even on the epidermis.
Yes.
Hey,
biology hello. On.
I mean, lalela pela, listen.
Yeah, up here.
The words.
Hey.
They are my bread and butter.
Mm. Yes.
They are my condiments. They are my seasoning. My serving plate.
Yes.
My chef.
They're your everything.
My entree.
Yes.
My main course.
That's right.
My dessert.
Uh-huh.
Yes. My amuse bouche.
Hey.
It's who?
It's a new one.
Like,
don't
guys,
you know what that
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I know English. I don't know about y'all.
I don't know. I'm still learning. Clearly. Gisele primer.
So tell us, I mean, you come here
the
with all this.
Comes after the
you come here with all this delicious English, Maraza.
Yes, it's tasty.
It's very tasty.
I literally need an Oxford dictionary right
Absolutely.
Now. Cause
fortunately, we've got the
he
internet.
He lost me at epidermis.
Google.
I was out. I was
Google, sis.
Knocked out.
Yeah.
KO, chief.
It's a wrap.
No.
So I want you to build us a storyline, right? So we know Marazo, right? Mm. Where you come from. We've listened to the tracks. We've heard the hits.
Yeah.
We've heard Still. We've heard Guan.
Yeah.
Where you now?
Okay, so 1988, some guy has sex with his girl, you know.
Wow.
I guess.
And then a few months later, hey, it's in, it's there. Ah, okay.
The planets aligned.
Yeah, now things are baking
now.
Yeah.
A few months after that, I jump out of someone's coochie, you know.
Hey.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
In
1989, I was born, and I traveled in so many different places, man. I changed schools 10 times.
Oh,
that's crazy.
That same woman who had sex with that guy in 1988 couldn't stay in the same place. Luckily, she stayed with the same guy until he passed, but she couldn't stay in the same place, so... I've never been at one school for 3 years.
Oh, geez.
Is this due to your mom's job or were you guys
or
running from the feds?
Lack
like what's happening?
It was the lack of job.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So it was the search of job.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Josie is not your friend, I'll tell you that. It's not your body. It's got its own agenda, and you either play along or you get played over.
And it always wins. That's the thing. It always wins.
Not this time. Satan, not today. I've got it by the testicular. All right, so I traveled in many places. And for me, you know, the one thing that could always remain a constant friend, the one thing that I never needed to reintroduce myself to every single time was the pen and my words.
Oh yeah.
So I wrote a lot. I wrote a lot of poetry. I wrote a lot of journal entries. And you know, I'd constantly be writing because every few years I needed to make a new friend. Yeah. So I had this book that I could just go back to and reflect and air out my emotions and all of that stuff. Got to high school. It really worked in terms of getting the girls to like me.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't like me enough to do anything
to keep you
beyond just asking me to write other people's lyrics for them. So those were very unfair exchanges.
Yeah.
I'm still old.
So sorry that you had to go through that.
Yeah. Honeys.
I went through that and didn't go through anyone. And then so
but you're gonna
writing
but I mean you're gonna make up for it now, right?
Yeah. Oh, I've made up for
quite
a bit. Listen, it's been a good life.
Yes.
It's been a full life. It's been a
even
full
before
life.
The money, even before the fake gold. And then you know I went on. So one thing I've learned over there is, you know, different situations make people can turn people into different things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And one thing I've always been you know very aware of is who I am and how incredibly important it is for me to really hold on to that guy. I released the first commercial album that I was involved in 2006. I was in matric.
Mm.
Never seen a cent from that.
Sure.
I released another one in 2008.
Mm.
I was no longer in matric.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Anyone
just, you know, just in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
Didn't see a cent from that either. So I've had unwilling intercourse in the backside, you know?
Mm.
Figuratively, just by the way. And
you just, hey, listen, no, it's 2018.
Look, it's okay. It's okay to be who you are. We don't judge.
We still love you.
Oh, no.
That's
you
okay.
Still, no,
it's
no,
fine.
It's fine. We love you. It's cool.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
No, cool. I'm good. I mean, I don't mind. I just want them to know that I'm actually talking about being screwed money-wise.
Yeah.
Because they'll be looking at the wrong issue.
Yeah.
And then you'll get screwed money-wise. So I learned a lot from that situation. How important it is for you to know and own, not only initially it was how important it is for you to know and own your brand and your music.
Mm.
And then as I grew and I merged what happened in my childhood with what happened in my first few years outside of matric, I realized that the brand of an artist is not necessarily only the music that Maraza can write. It's also the things and the character that is Siphamandla Mhlongo, the man behind the brand Maraza. Because if Siphamandla Mhlongo gets altered, if Siphamandla Mhlongo buys too much into Maraza, they shall no longer be an anchor for the brand, and it can go wayward. And when you lose your way, it's really, really, really difficult to continue giving people the same things that they fell in love with you for.
Yeah.
So that's why for me, I had to take the recent break that I did.
That was so philosophical.
It happens.
It's still marinating in my mind.
Yeah, me too. I'm just like, I'm processing it all.
We're in this haze. Keep going.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had to take that the break that I took recently.
Yeah.
I went home and, you know, I looked around. I tried to remind myself where I come from and where my family comes from. And because yo, bro, I'm very black.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very black.
Yeah, blacker than black. Blacker than navy blue black. You know.
No one has a degree in my bloodline.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Got you.
And the only people who've gotten to matric are my pops and my Baba Mncane, my smaller father.
Yeah.
Direct translation.
Yes, which would be in Caucasian culture, my uncle.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very important for me. I could drive a sports car, but if my grandfather still has to wait for an ambulance to come and pick him up if there's an issue,
there's a problem.
I'm not done working.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't achieved enough to spend 20,000 rands a night at a nightclub. So
yeah.
I went back for that. And, you know, I recaptured that essence. That's why my upcoming project is called Lost and Found. I recaptured that, and I just wanted to become someone who's, to continue being someone who's more inspirational than aspirational. I really think there's rappers out there that are doing far better than me. That's why I never advise people to, like, yo, what if I want to be like you? I'm like, hey, dog.
Don't
just
be
look
like
up.
Me.
Like, there's better targets, something.
Oh, yeah. Shame, yeah.
But
yeah,
I can help you get there with me.
Yeah,
you know. So I like to inspire in that respect, and that's why the song Pants Phezulu featuring Tribal is all about going out there and getting it, whatever it is, you know, whether it's this money, whether it's this mommy, whether it's this degree, whether it's this L. I mean, people want different things.
Yeah, you gotta go out and get it.
Go out and get it, man.
So I mean, I think this is the perfect time to introduce Tribal. Because, I mean, like, you know, I don't, like, one thing about rappers, right?
Yes, I'm a rap.
I've never understood.
Can I tell you something else about me? Because this is my interview.
Go on.
I'm kidding.
Listen, we walk away right now. One thing that's always so interesting about rappers, right, is that when rappers on the track, like, you'll have, you know, you'll have Maraza there screaming loud. It's like it's a smash.
Yeah.
And then as soon as rappers come to the studio, they're like, yo,
hey, what's cool. Up?
Yeah,
I'm here.
I'm
just looking at Tribal. Chilling. Tribal's just chilling. It's like, yeah.
We are chill.
I'm not even a rapper.
I'm kind of cool.
This is an R&B guy.
Wearing a jacket I made.
Okay.
Well, yeah. We can see you made it.
He's one of the best designers I know, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, this one. He just didn't wash this one, but
he's the best. Because I'm looking and I'm like, anyway. I wasn't ready.
So listen, cool. Tribal, introduce yourself, man. Who are you? What do you do? Are you just an all-round creative? What's going on?
Yep, all-round creative. Thulani Mngoni. I'm from a small town called Eskawini.
Yeah.
Around Richards Bay.
Same hood as Maraza?
Interestingly enough, actually, we grew up in the same place around the same time, but we only met a year or two ago.
Yeah.
I can believe that.
We did not meet in that same area, but we lived there at the same time.
Same spot.
Obviously,
same
he had all the girls.
It's always the case.
Anyways, I'm a vocalist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very inspired by hip hop.
Yeah.
Hence the way I alter my singing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fashion designer by profession.
So that's your spillion.
Yeah.
That's my spillion. I dress guys like Dash, Sizwe Dlomo, Stogie T,
Candace Colson. Those kind of A-lister celebrities.
But Unathi Msengane just approached me, so she's like, yo, I really like the way you do things. So yeah, that what else? Yeah.
No, that's enough. That's really a lot.
That's quite interesting. Doing such a very I would say a gay type of career in a very, and then also doing a very straight orientated, very straight butch hobby. You know what I mean?
I'm interested fashion to hear and, which one is straight out of all the ones he mentioned. Because none of them.
You know, in a fashion design, you know, it's quite it's just a queer thing to do. I mean, as gay people, we just loved our designs. We love our people dressed up. And I'm just trying to think, when you do that and you combine it with like hip hop, or you know. So it's quite an interesting comment. It's quite a
very
special
homophobic culture.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But funny enough, my growing up, I was not a stylish guy.
Oh, okay.
But my uncles were.
Ah, can I get your uncle's number?
I don't know. So I grew up. I grew up around game Elokshin.
Yeah,
this township where the guys who dress like the dopest.
Yeah.
Gangsters, which some uncles were, and the latest trends, like that's where we saw them, that's where we got inspired.
I got you.
But money wise, our parents would be like, no, that's not the way to go. So just work your butt off.
So tell me, with you two, right, Karen collaborating on this track, and we're about to play it now just before we move out to Voo Central.
Yes.
Yeah.
With Candace Carlton, it's going to be a smash. Before we move on to there, I want to know then, personally, because we know what your hustle is, right? With Puns Pezulu, what you were thinking, okay? Yeah. I don't know, what's the one thing that you were thinking when you were on Puns Pezulu, Tribal?
Pardon?
Wait.
Oh, wow.
you know what?
That's a wrap. It's a wrap, guys. Hey, I'm kidding.
I'm serious. In terms of Puns Pezulu, like, guys, I'm sorry.
Don't worry, I zone out like that all the time.
Maraza, this is your show. Please do your thing.
Yeah, and so as Tribal... I was in the right. Yeah. Get up.
But I'm being honest.
What were you thinking when you did the joint? What zone were you in?
What's the one thing you were thinking of?
Literally getting it. Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. J Smash came through to the studio.
Yes. Shout out J Smash.
Shout out J Smash. He was playing beats and we were in studio together, just chilling.
Yeah.
Not trying to make a track or anything. Just chilling.
Yeah.
And it just came about.
He was playing beats and then he chose a beat and I was like, whoa, that sounds so dope. And then I was like, yo, I had two lines that I had written, but I didn't finish them off. I literally finished them on the mic. I was like, yo, I got something.
Yeah.
And then I went on the mic and then he recorded.
So I know, Maraza, you know, like when you're, listen, you're popular. Everybody knows you. Okay. Everyone knows Maraza. You know, it is what it is.
Too kind. It's not but, true. Yeah.
Listen to me. So when you're collaborating with artists, right? Because I mean, it's one thing I've picked up, especially when we're interviewing the rappers, right, is to be very wary about who you have in your circle.
Yes.
Niggas are very conscious about who they have around them all the time.
Yeah.
How did you know to, for example, collaborate with a tribal who in an interview his mind just wanders off?
Yeah.
Between one question and another.
Come on, bro. Come on.
True.
You know, but like, how do you, I always wanted to know, like, it's an energy thing, but how do you know, as Maraza, when you walk into a space, how do you know that, listen, I'm messing with Candace on this track, and it's going to be a smash?
Look, for me, I am a firm believer in the idea that artists are vessels. I genuinely feel like the best music is not made by the artist, it's made through the artist. And I'm just very fortunate enough to be channeling whatever that energy is. So because it's so energy based, at least for me, it's circumstances are everything, you know. You align the right timing,
100%,
and all of that.
I'm totally with you.
But with Tribal, I first heard Tribal in a song called Coast to Coast by Beast, featuring Dream Team and Tribal. We be riding from coast to coast to coast. Yep.
But it's okay.
What do you mean? That was the first time I heard you.
Week ago.
No, that was...
You only heard you a week ago,
fam? I heard week ago, way after.
Yeah?
No, I wrote week ago. I know we hooked up
week ago. Girl, I know Lobola already. That's me. Yeah. I actually only know the song because he doesn't forget to mention it. But I first heard him on that song and I thought it was absolutely incredible. So when we met, and it turned out it's actually a guy from around my way, it was better. Plus, me, I suffer from chronic depression. So this guy, you know, when I'm having my episodes, he's been very, very, like, he's been a very good friend.
Yeah.
Like a very good friend, you know.
And we need
Yeah, we need those, bro. He tries to get me out of those things. So we developed quite a close relationship before we made our first song together. So I started out as a fan of his. And then we met up and we hung out. And then he saw me at my lowest. And he was a shining light and saying, yo, listen, I got you. And, you know, pulled me out of it. And he was very supportive. That then, one, I realized this is a person I definitely do want in my circle. And you were right.
Yeah.
Rappers are very particular about who they have in their circles. So, in fact, I think there's some circles out there that won't associate with people who associate with me. But the jury's still out on that one.
Yeah.
Don't know where that comes from.
Haters gonna hate.
But
potatoes gonna potato, fam. They not out here sipping what we sipping or what you sipping.
So we're very friendly, but like Tribal was really more than anything, he became a good friend after I was a fan of his. So the songs have just happened organically since then, you know. And we're always in the studio, but not necessarily always recording.
Yeah.
Just
hanging out.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Kenneth, do you have friends like that? They just hang out with, like, doing nothing?
Nah.
You
can't be having friends that you just hang out with doing nothing.
You have to be drinking.
There needs to be something happening. Constantly. I feel like this is the answer you'd give. I don't know. Exactly. That's what you'd say.
I think you two will start hanging out. You two will start driving.
Listen.
Your next album will be like Candace.
I've been known to inspire attachments.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's all that poetic justice. It's all that poem. All those poems. You know, Fundega Kulu. Too clever. Fundega Kulu. So listen, I've always said, right, for me to be I respect artists because I think to be an artist is so daunting. Like, it is emotionally, mentally, and physically
draining.
Must be the
That's
most
why
draining
so many
thing.
Of us is, actually do have chronic depression. Like, you look at
I didn't even know that, man. But I mean, also with rappers, you know, you never say it, but then they're not all Maraza. Maraza will just come here and drop that bomb like they ain't even none.
Yeah. For me, you know, look, it's actually that issue is something I really, really want to put out there this year because you will lose too many, especially in the black community.
Yeah.
There's certain things that we feel are reserved for the Caucasians.
100%.
Yeah. You're like, yo, I'm depressed. Hey, get over it.
Yeah. Yes. Or bagloil.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Or something.
Schizophrenia. Yeah. Or, you know, we don't deal very well with with learning disabilities. We don't deal very well with emotional imbalances. We don't deal very well with people who are in a particular body but feel like they belong to a different one altogether. Sure. And young black kids keep killing themselves over and over. And parents are like, yes, yes, I don't know what happened, but he was just fine.
He was jazzed.
I mean, we gived him the cavella and then...
he was jazzed.
You're right.
I'm like, but a cavella will never
fix
depression.
You know,
you'll see how ugly that shoe actually is if it catches you in the right episode.
True.
I keep saying to niggas, if ever there was a spokesperson of hip hop and everything urban culture,
it's Marizi.
It's this guy. And you know, I think this
I
think this is the perfect time to play this track, because from everything you said, with the content we have, now I really want to feel where you were with this track.
Yeah, I was. My bank account was nice. Let's go. I'm in the zone. Featuring Tribal.
Yes,
I don't have enough bribes. Please play the song free.
No payola.
No. No payola. Yes, I think petrol is
cheap. Yes, guys, welcome to another episode of Vuv Central. You're tuned into the Urban Culture Drive. I'm with your boy, Maraza.
Look at my Vuvs.
We've officially dubbed him Marizi.
Trademarked.
So that's your new name. Only here on the Urban Culture Drive. Guys, we're live on channel 196 right now on DSTV. You're tuned into Vuv Central, and let's kick this off, my man.
Kahlela.
Look, you ran in here with a bunch of energy. We're excited to have you.
Yes.
So I'm going to jump right into it.
Go. Cool.
So you dropped Blind, the album, right?
Yes.
Lit. But we only really get to know you once you drop your single Gwan.
Yeah.
What was that? Was it unexpected? I mean, did you expect that kind of success from that track?
No, I'll be honest. When you've been doing it for as long as I have and finding as many brick walls as I found and gatekeepers who don't want to have a conversation with you, it's tough. Yeah. So, you know, at that point, I was purely just doing it for the love. Like, because I love this, I can't do anything else. Let me do it. Let me put out the song. Whoever likes it, great. Whoever doesn't, clean.
So no inkling whatsoever. You were just like, let me put it out. We'll see where it goes. And then bang, it blows up.
I had been disappointed so many times.
So there was a level of like, you were like, no expectations in this one. Yeah. You're like, you know what? Just put it out. We'll see where it goes.
You must leave a room for disappointment. I left an entire city. It's like...
Look, okay. So at what point do you realize, shit, this is a hit?
Major League Gardens. 2016.
Okay.
I'm there.
That's the one you want to be at though.
Yeah,
as
but
nah.
Yes. I'm there like, this is a sea of people.
Yeah.
And they're
all... That's clout,
all
right? That's clout for days.
Listen, that's massive. And they're all rapping along, especially to the chorus, and some even word for word. Girls that would have never looked at me twice.
I like how you always mention the girl part. Like,
yeah, I'm one that... Listen.
Are you exaggerating? So really, as a younger guy, Hans would just be like, nah.
I was never... I was always two years ahead. So I was always the tiniest guy. The youngest guy, the shortest guy in the class. And poverty doesn't smell very well at school. Just so you're aware. And also sometimes we had to cross the river. So I'd be
so
at
you
school.
You get your wits that time.
Yeah, no, wow, but I have I look like Superman. I've got an underbent mark of moisture here.
But
you see? So no. Guys. That time it's winter, that thing is gone. It's
like, so Hans were like, nah.
So the girls just were never, you know? It was never a reality that existed very much in my life. I think I lost my virginity very late.
How old were you?
I was...
And you heard it here first. How old were you?
I'll tell you. People are going to start calculating. But I'll tell you now is...
Were you in your 20s?
No.
Teens?
Late.
Okay. 30 then.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Late teens.
So look, moving on. So you're a poet, producer, writer, presenter.
Yes. Owner,
all of these things.
And the above.
And then you go on and you decide, okay, out of all of these things that I'm really good at and I love doing, yeah, I'm going to be a rap star. I'm going to be an artist.
Yeah.
Why? How?
Because, for, you know,
ironically, was it gradual? Was it sort of a very gradual transitioning where you're like, okay, cool. Eventually, we're going to get to the point where I need to be at the forefront of my work.
I'll tell you. Does anyone have Zambak?
Do you want lip balm?
Yes, please.
Just a second. I'm going to leave for like 2 seconds.
While I tell them the story. Once upon a time.
There you go.
What is this? An egg. So once upon a time, there was a guy who always liked to rap. I've always loved to rap. In fact, the TV stuff came much after. Mm-hmm. Even though for a lot of people, they saw me on TV first. You okay. know, and then they heard me rap later. But I remember I was doing a rap competition called Jamily Versus.
Yeah.
And that's where they started seeing my ability to be on TV. And then Channel O MC Africa. And from that, Channel O offered me the hip-hop show Head Rush.
Okay, so that's how that all sort of just came about for you. I was actually going to jump into the whole rap battles. Like, you were just slaying all of these competitions. Bona, when you're entering these competitions, you're getting into these things. Do you sort of know that you've got the edge and the upper hand? Or do you go in there just to have fun? Let's see how it goes. Because I can't I think, I would imagine it takes balls.
Yeah.
To stand in front of a crowd and drop rhymes, bruh. Like, I mean,
sizable ones.
Dog.
Yeah.
And you just slaying the all cojones. Of these. So...
You need cojones to do the rap battle. So for me, I always go in there as the David, bro. I always go in there as the David. And I'm like, hey, this Goliath motherfucker is going to get it today. And it was really great because I would always be underestimated. I had, you think my voice sounds high pitched?
Yeah.
You think my voice sounds high pitched now? Hey, bro. I just bought land this morning. And the woman kept saying, yes, ma'am, I received the payment.
You bought land, fam?
Yeah, this morning, yeah.
Allah. Well done. Everyone in the studio, round of applause. Yes. Yes.
First of May.
Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I just
well done. Congrats, dog.
Yeah, I mean, hey, priorities.
Look.
I'm not homophobic, but my priorities always have to be straight. If they're not giving it back, bite back. And I'm not mad enough to take it back by force anyway. So I'm not, although I don't think that takes a man. It takes an official individual.
So Mr. Landowner, rap battles, dog. You go in as a David. You're being underestimated. You're telling me you've got a high-pitched voice.
Yes.
Cats are like, nah. And then you slay.
So I go in. It wasn't my first plot of land, by the way. But so I go in and
can we do this guy?
High pitched voicings there. And they always think like, they're just going to walk over this kid. And then they start. So growing up in high school, I used to do debating.
Okay.
And I was always, so that the style of debating we used to do, I don't even know what it's called. But there's, you know, there's the opening speaker, there's the main speaker, and then mm-hmm. there's the rebuttal. Mm-hmm. So I was the rebuttal guy.
Okay.
I was the devil's advocate guy.
Yeah.
I was that lawyer that looks in the face of the victims of the family of the murder victim and says, this guy is not guilty. Knowing the knife.
Full well.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I could do that really well. And I'm really grateful for that part of my high school life. In fact, if I had girls in high school, I probably would not have had time to captain the debating team because I would have been having invites to parties.
And your life would have taken a different turn, right?
Exactly.
You wouldn't have been Marisa as we know you today.
So I just came in like, you know, chop, everybody down. And I used to really love it. I was really good at it. You could start me anywhere. If you want a battle, now, chief. Come here during now.
Okay, so that also sort of influenced this whole thing. I mean, you sort of have this way where you dance with words because you're so witty. You've always got something
Thank
to
you.
Say. You always know how to like bring things together.
Yeah.
That's
Thank
a
you.
Special kind of talent. So shout out.
Thank you. I've always been in love with words, man. And for someone who's never been to a multiracial school, I always used to feel like, you know, back then, being in multiracial schools was like a thing.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Model C.
Yo.
This you boo?
Yeah. Is reading at the white people. Funde Belungwe. I'm like, yo, clean. I need to go in. So big shout out to Shade. Big shout out to Spiwen. Big shout out to Sifo.
Are these all
big
my YoTV people?
Yeah. I learned English.
So you learned through
on YoTV.
Sharats.
You taught me.
Thanks, guys.
Although, Marie. Also, Shade once messed it up for me the other day.
What?
She said, Julius Caesar, and she was joking.
Oh, okay, you thought it's
yeah
instead of Caesar.
I was running around unto Caesar, what belongs to Caesar. I'm like, for years, bro. And he was like, Julius Caesar. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Don't you know this word? I got it from a Caucasian.
Wow. Okay, so look. So you've dabbled in some presenting.
Yeah.
Would you then say...
Crushed it.
That, no, we know. We know. Would you say that rapping is very much similar to presenting? I mean, the dynamics are identical.
She's clever.
You heard it from him.
I like it.
You heard it from Marizi, y'all.
Some people ask me why... Which one do you prefer? And I said, I don't. They're the same thing for me.
Yeah, they're very similar.
They are. You know what I'm saying? For me, rapping, presenting, producing, and cooking are really, really, you know, honestly, like the same thing for me. You get different ingredients together, which is different words, different metaphors, different stories. You put them together into something that's beautifully packaged. You garnish it. That's the flow. That's the beat. Mm. And you serve it to people and they eat it or listen to it and feel a certain way.
Wow.
Or they watch you do it and they feel a certain way. You know, it's a creative expression that when given to the people makes them feel something. Those are that's why I love cooking as much as I do. I'm the shit. Don't try me. And, you know,
yeah.
Homemade ice cream, handmade. This is me. I'm here.
This is him.
I really, I love all of those things equally for me. I couldn't separate them if I wanted to.
Okay, so in the industry, you know, you obviously need to set yourself apart.
Yeah.
You have with your whole Fanaga Law vibe.
Yeah.
Right? Which you also refer to as the Fana's Flow.
Yes, which has also been claimed by other individuals.
I know, it's yours. It's yours.
Please, are you listening?
You are the pioneer.
Yes.
Of Fana Flow.
Yes.
Please, guys, step away.
Please.
So look, this is how you stand out.
Yeah.
Any specific, did you know? That, look, if I use this gap, you need to find a gap in the market. This hasn't been done per se.
Yeah.
I can run with this because I'm really good at it. Yeah. Let me fly.
I didn't. I've been doing that for a very long time, but I've never released the music where I do that because I just felt like South Africa was never ready. Also, I'm generally very knowledgeable, but there was one fact I got wrong. I thought Sfanaga Law was unique to my side of the world, where the Indian community would try to communicate with the black community and we met each other halfway. It turns out it's all over South Africa when people of an indigenous tongue with those of visiting tongue, i.e. English and Afrikaans, would meet each other halfway. Yeah. So in
so
the mind...
Essentially, it's basically mixing up different tongues, right?
Yeah, it's so basically mixing English with the Tswana.
Yes.
When Afuna, Yenza, Lo, kind of like a bit of Master Yoda.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got you.
Yeah. So I did not know that they would be ready. And they turned out they were, you know. And what really made me happy about that is it wasn't a calculated move. Mm-hmm. It honestly wasn't. It wasn't like, yo, let's see, who's got this, who's got that. Okay, so I need to be different. I was never making the attempt to be different.
Mm-hmm.
I was never making the attempt to be relevant and popular and stand out.
You were just trying to do what you know best.
Yeah, because I was like, dog, me, I don't have a six-pack. I am not going to be a superstar.
So look,
not going to. Also, my pimples are quite regular.
So you can't. You
no,
can't be that.
Can't.
You can't be maps.
You can't be. You can't, wait, that bar is... Jesus, that's such a high one.
So look, future plans right now for you, real quick. Yeah. Where we at? Tell us about Lost and Found. What are we doing?
Right now, I'm pushing the song, Pants Pezul, featuring Tribal, produced by Finesse Beats. Shout out, bro. I'm really making a lot more music. I'm pushing my my record label also a lot more. I've just signed two of my own artists. Imikonto Kings, IMK, you started it with the song I feature them on called Njomani.
Yes.
And then August Child as well.
Okay.
And then there's me. So right now we're going on tour, pushing the music, and I am really gearing up for people to start experiencing the one-man band concept performance that I've been crafting for the past few years, where it's just me, instruments, nobody else, and I make music live on the stage.
Well, who's the one artist you really want to collaborate with, be it internationally or locally?
Man. Yo, I really, really want to collaborate with Ladysmith, Black Mambazo,
guys,
and
you heard
John
it.
Bellion.
Wow, I don't know any of those people. No, I'm joking. I know Lady.
I'm glad. Ladies with Black Mambazo are superstars.
So yeah, I know them, but I don't know the other guy you just mentioned.
No,
and you know
on,
what? That's fine.
On the come up.
So we're going to play a game. It's called Word As. It's called, that's short for word association. I'm going to throw a word at you, and I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Pornhub.
Nice.
P. Pick and Pay.
Racist.
So Measy.
Brother.
Boo Central.
I didn't know you existed.
We'll edit that out. Black China.
Loose.
Kardashian.
Unnecessary.
Final one, Taboo.
Yo.
Oh, that's it. That's the best one I've heard.
Listen.
That's a great response. Look, Marisa, you have been fantastic. Thank you so much for this incredible VOOV Central segment. We've had a ton of fun. You are incredible. We wish you nothing but the best. Guys, we will continue this interview with Marisa right after this. Catch us on the Urban Culture Drive at Cliff Central. We are live on DSTV, channel 196, and this is VOOV Central. We out.
One time.
This is CliffCentral.com. Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
Look, so you're still tuned into the Urban Culture Drive. We still have Maraza with us. Are you having fun, fam?
Lots.
Well, we're about to throw you off.
Oh.
This next segment is called Smash or Marry.
Oh.
And look, no one has ever made it out alive.
Yeah.
I hope you're ready, babes.
It's the truth, man. It's not even a rumor.
All right. Thank God I cut the Wi-Fi at home, so I know someone's not watching this.
Okay.
So, listening to it. There's a couple of rules. So this is how it goes. It's smash or marry. I'll throw a name at you. You'll tell me if you smash or marry this person.
Yeah.
It's gender fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quick play.
Yeah.
And everyone gets to play. I see you're here as well. Tribal.
Yes.
So we'll throw you in. Yes. I'll throw a couple of names at you as well. So what we'll do is we'll do we'll go anti-clockwise. Mm-hmm. Oh no, we'll do clockwise.
Okay.
Change the game a bit.
Start with who?
We'll start with obviously Marisa, the one and only. How can we start with anyone else?
What?
So Marisa, let's jump right
Man
into
of the
it.
Second,
so Major League Twins, smash or marry? Both of them. It's a 2-for-1 special.
I'm Zulu, so polygamy is good. Marry.
Hey, what you know about
Tribal.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, I almost said smash.
Classic.
Tribal. Maraza, smash or marry?
just come on.
You walked right into that one, guys. You walked right into that one.
5, 4.
He's a Mary.
You'll marry.
He's a Mary. So you'll marry the Mary. Okay, we got
you. Trago Sexy.
Yes,
Mushendiki.
Smash.
Lesego Mapanga.
Talk to me.
Post Malone.
Oh, I love that guy's soul, man.
Would you give or take also, Somar?
Yo, I'd marry that guy. I'll never take though, but I'll marry that guy.
Okay.
I love his soul. I love his music. I'm not going to lie.
Too. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, huge fan.
Marisa. Sony was my shit.
Marisa. Yes. Gigi LeMain.
Hey.
Smash.
Okay.
Quick.
Quick.
Once.
No second round.
I'm
no
glad
third
that
round.
I'm glad that one didn't come to me, bro.
Yo. Tribal. Trevor Noah.
Smash.
You said this
will
list
you give or
was
take?
Fluid. Your water is unbalanced.
Give or take.
I'd give.
Okay, we got
Craig,
not ready to take.
Rick Ross, Craig.
You've done this to me before. Why are you doing this to me again?
What's the
Rousey?
I can't be throwing sexy people at you guys. It's going to be easy.
Okay, fine. Everybody's got guap, so money. Yeah. I'm going to have to marry.
Sure.
Liz, good Cooley choice. Roberts.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
She was here recently.
You better pick your words.
We might interview her.
Yeah, I need to pick my words very carefully. Listen, she's a lovely woman.
Yes.
Okay.
They start like that.
She lost all that weight.
When they start like that.
No, she's great.
She's got such a great personality. That's when you know that thing is not going the right way.
Okay, before I get into trouble, smash. Let's go.
Yeah.
Smash.
Marisa.
Can't you ask you?
Everyone wants to do this. No. This is my game.
For you, Jacob Zuma.
Smash. No, Mary.
Inclek, be the eighth wife.
For the money. For the money.
Number 26.
Marisa, last round.
Yeah.
Harry Nell.
Hey.
Represented.
I put it to you.
Yeah. No.
That he put it.
Okay, but they both put it to each other.
Yeah.
I'll put it to him. Smash.
Ish.
Give or take.
Put it to him.
I like that. Tribal. Trying to throw you off, mate. Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Shame I didn't give you a girl, ne?
Let
me give you a girl.
Yeah, please.
Miss Cosmo.
Five. A2. Smash a couple of times.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Craig O'Sexy, last one.
He's trying to get playlists.
Viola Davis.
Viola Davis.
I'm busy wondering.
Viola Davis is Mary.
Absolutely.
Mary.
Very dramatic. Who's Mary, that? Lesego Mapanga will wrap this up with the lovely Casper de Vries.
Casper de Vries. That's a bit myth, bro. I'm not gonna lie. That's a bit. Yo, smash with a paper bag over my head after taking 20 shots.
Yes.
Give or take.
Thank you very much for playing. Thank you so much for playing, Tribal. You guys have been great. Really appreciate it.
Yes.
And it's a wrap.
I know, I'm not smashing tonight. Not after that.
So listen, guys, you guys have been fantastic. It's been crazy. We always do this at the end of every show, right?
Yeah.
What's the one message in one sentence that you want to give to the world about Maraza right now? Go.
Just like you, I'm also depressed.
Hey.
Find the right people around you and focus and consult in prayer. You'll make it out of anything.
Tribal.
Stay true to yourself. It's the only thing you got.
Craig.
Be sexy as much as you can. Work out. Take care of yourself. That shit helps.
Don't know about the workout, but yeah.
Candace Colton.
Be audacious. And I know you said this in the beginning of the year, but it stuck with me.
Yes.
Thank From me, just do what Candace does and copy everything I do.
Paraphrase it. CliffCentral.com.